Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line from Washington, where she'll cover today's inauguration, is Liz Benjamin, the host of Capital Tonight on YNN, and her commentaries air on WAMC's Midday Magazine program. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ian.
Well, I know it's quite a process to get in to see the speech today, but what are you expecting to hear from President Obama as he gets ready to embark on the second term?
Well, you know, in some ways, the president is sort of unfettered because now he doesn't have to worry about re-election. He doesn't have to worry about striking a moment for history. He already did that 4 years ago. And his inauguration speech 4 years ago wasn't particularly memorable for any soaring oratory or policy, but historic for the moment in time in which this country saw its first African-American president take the oath. So this time around, we expect to hear a little bit more, I think, about what he plans to do in the next 4 years. And, of course, his mind is turning to legacy. And the time for him to get things done is short because eventually he will be a lame duck, and it's difficult to predict exactly how long that process will take, but usually it doesn't take terribly long. We expect to hear something about gun control, which he's already started to lay out. We expect to hear something about immigration reform. And, of course, we will hear about the economy because although the unemployment rate is under 8%, it's not too terribly far under 8%. And economic revitalization certainly is something that Americans want to hear the president discuss. Also, people should remember this is the second time he's being sworn in. He was actually officially sworn in yesterday in a private ceremony at the White House along with Joe Biden. He will be sworn in again today. He will be using two Bibles, one on which Abraham Lincoln was sworn in, and the other belonged to Martin Luther King. It was his traveling Bible. And this, of course, is MLK Day, so that's another historic significance.
This is not my observation, but I got a chuckle out of the idea that he's now had four inaugurations by the end of today over these two terms.
Well, the first time around, as people might remember, there was a newbie Chief Justice. It was John Roberts and a newbie president, and they flubbed the oath, and they were concerned that perhaps people would think that it wasn't official. And so the White House staff asked the Chief Justice to come back and do it again in private, which they did. So he had taken the oath twice, and then he'll be taking the oath twice because, of course, the Constitution mandates that the president takes the oath by noon on January 20th, which was yesterday. Today, of course, is a holiday. They don't like to have the ceremonial public swearing-in on the Sabbath on Sunday, so instead they're doing it today.
We've been speaking with Liz Benjamin, the host of Capital Tonight on YNN. Her commentaries air on WAMC's Midday Magazine. And Liz, good luck today. Thank you so much for taking some time for us.
Thanks. My pleasure.